And welcome back to Pop Topic. We're going to discuss the latest news in pop culture for, I believe, the first week of March. I'm your co-host, Quentin Philipson, and with me is my co-host, who likes frozen potatoes a little more than he should, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing okay, yeah. I mean, them frozen potatoes are good, man. And but, you know, this week has been interesting. Just working the usual allotted amount. Yawning like crazy because I'm always tired, and apparently watching my cat groom his balls right in front of me.
Well, you know what you should do, Alex? Just what? To teach a cat a lesson, you should groom your balls right in front of him.
Yeah, this is how you do it. Look here, idiot. This is how you groom your balls.
Yeah, that'll teach the cat a lesson or two. Make him realize how it feels. Angie's still in the room, and she was very confused. So she's probably just thinking, wow, I guess they talk about grooming balls on this podcast.
Yeah.
That's the latest news in pop culture. Yeah. Grooming balls in front of cats is the new trend.
Exactly, that's the new trend. Anyways, how was your week?
My week has been pretty good. Just trying to think here. Yeah, nothing much. I am taking a week break from movies. I've just been binging TV shows, mostly because I got an email telling me that my Amazon Prime student account is going to be down by the end of by the start of March.
Oh no.
So I spent the last week just binging Amazon original shows before I drop my account because I don't want to pay twice as much.
Right, exactly. But if you pay that twice as much, you still get the delivery benefits of Amazon Prime.
I know. I am at odds with it. I might keep it for another year because I do like it. And because I have fallen in love with the show The Boys, so I want to watch season 2.
Well, I do got to watch The Boys now since you've requested it. And I have Amazon Prime to work with.
My roommate had Amazon Prime, so I immediately recommended that. It is a good show for anyone that has Amazon Prime. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I guess that's all I got to say about Amazon Prime.
Yeah, now the sad thing is I did not find the free time to watch VelociPastor, and I am so disappointed.
Oh, I forgot we did that. Yeah, I forgot to watch, what was mine? Airplane Mode?
Yeah, Airplane Mode.
Ah. See, I was too busy focused on Amazon Prime shows. I forgot all about our deal, which was to watch Airplane Mode. I'll have to get on that.
Yeah, I'll have to get on VelociPastor.
Next week might be the big update for that.
Next week, that's the one.
I gotta remember that, because I really do want to watch Airplane Mode. I'm excited. I'm disappointed I didn't remember that. All right, well, you know, stay tuned for next week when we discuss, for half the podcast, VelociPastor and Airplane Mode, the two biggest hits of 2019.
Oh, yeah. Can't miss.
So, something that you also can't miss, Alex, is this brand new show that's going to be coming out. I am stoked to talk about it. Obviously, it's the number one story for this week, and that is Bachelor for Seniors.
Bachelor for Seniors.
Yep, the company that AMC that runs The Bachelor, they're doing, or sorry, did I say ABC?
You said AMC.
Yeah, I was like, wait a second, that's not Breaking Bad.
It's not The Walking Dead, come on.
No. Well, actually, Alex, this is The Walking Dead. But it's ABC's version, a reality version of it, which is seniors walking around trying to find love.
Well, okay. I feel like this is going to go as well as introducing your grandma to a dating website, as in it's not going to go so well at all.
No, Alex, this is going to be so great. This is going to be better than the original Bachelor.
No, nah, it's just going to be old people talking about, or they're just going to be asking each other, "What's Tinder?"
No, they're going to be so great cuz they're going to be told this is obviously ABC's spinoff of The Bachelor, so it's a very young viewer base focus. So obviously the producers and the cameramen, they're going to be telling the seniors, hey, can you toss in the word lit when you do this interview, and then they'd be talking in confessional saying, wow, going on that date with Jonathan. I'm trying to think of old people names.
And Jonathan's the first name you think of.
Let's do Michael, because that was like, what, the number one baby name in the 70s?
I was thinking William.
Did I say Jonathan at the beginning?
You said Jonathan.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Jonathan. John is such an old name. Okay, yeah, I'll stick with Jonathan. You're right. William's also classic. So, oh my gosh. That date with Jonathan where we walked to the medical store to buy dentures together was so lit.
You know what? This sounds perfect. Thinking of it, I might be down for this idea now.
Holy yeah, shit. It's going to be the interviewer is really pushing for them to use millennial slang to appeal to us while still being extremely old and out of touch. It's going to be amazing.
Oh my God, this is brilliant.
It's great. And they're going full throttle with this. When they say senior, they actually mean senior. It's not just, oh, for the bachelor, you have to be under 40. For bachelor senior, you have to be over 40. No, no, no. They are going full throttle. They pulled out the NOS from Fast and Furious, and they're going full speed ahead. You have to be older than 65 to be on this show.
Wow. I mean, like, first off, I feel like this is a big middle finger to the people between the ages of 40 and 65.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, fuck you. You don't get a reality show.
Yeah, all the 45-year-olds out there that want to find love, just sit down and watch Netflix for 20 years and then give ABC a call.
Yep. Either that or stick to your drinking in a bar until someone comes and talks to you.
Yeah, those 45-year-olds and sitting in bars. That's so Gen X. I'm actually excited. The tweet they sent out was, hashtag Bachelor Nation, give us your grumpiest old men, give us your goldenest girls, hashtag The Bachelor.
Oh my God, I need this in my life right now, just a little bit of a boost. This will definitely boost me knowing that I'm at least not this desperate.
It's amazing. I'm just picturing it now. You see, I'm trying to think of an old woman named Grace. She's just staring from across the room at William and thinking, wow, I knew I fell in love with him ever since he told that young Gen Z kid to get off his lawn.
You know, the best thing about Sir William is that he was very honest and open of his past 6 marriages.
I think I might actually tune in for this. I'm not a Bachelor fan, but I might be a Sir William fan.
Oh, yeah. If they bring on Sir William, I am recording every episode. Let's go.
Yeah, and I just feel like I'm in more of a loving spirit. I just watched Love is Blind on Netflix, since that's a TV show, and I'm trying to watch all the originals. You know, love is in the air. Let's bring on the old people. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. I cannot wait for this. I was very skeptical at first. It took you all of, I think, 10 seconds to turn me the other direction.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are hating on this idea. But you know what? Old people can have love too. And I think they'll be much more entertaining. We see, like, what? How many shows are there where young people find love? Young people have enough chances to find love. Let's give the old guys a chance.
Yeah. I mean, why not? They you know, they've spent their entire lives either have found love or looking for love. And especially those ones looking for love, they can finally be at peace knowing that there's an opportunity at least to become famous.
So you know how reality shows work. They cast different niche characters. What do you think is the type of person they should have casted for this particular season? What does Bachelor Senior need to give it the boost it needs?
Well, they have to have that one person that's good at arts and crafts. And I mean specifically knitting and crocheting. That person's going to be making scarves for everybody, and it's going to be wonderful to see. And I guarantee you that person will make the ugliest one for the person he or she hates the most.
Ooh, that's a good call. So for the Bachelorette Senior, you're saying that instead of giving out roses for those that they want to continue the game with and say, will you accept this rose? She knits all these scarves and goes, will you accept this scarf that I knitted for you?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's great. I was thinking they need to have the 70-year-old virgin.
What?
You need to have that guy confess to Grace. Grace, I'll be honest with you. I have never had sex yet. And I love you so much that I want to have it with you for the first time. And Grace has to make a decision. Will she stick with this new buck that hasn't experienced it yet? Or should she stick with the well-experienced William III?
Well, I will say this. The one good thing about Mr. 70-year-old virgin is you know he's clean. You know his history.
Exactly. Who knows what William III's got down there?
Exactly. Jesus Christ.
I like it. Yeah, I think they need to get the virgin in the senior bachelor. I really think that's going to draw in the viewers because that would just be madness. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we're moving on from Bachelor Senior here. Don't worry, when it comes out, I might binge and give you guys an update. But moving on from television to film, I just found this story and I thought it was really interesting. And that was Rian Johnson, the director of Knives Out. He has come out to reveal that the company Apple, obviously known for making iPhones and devices as such, will not allow movie or television shows to have the bad guys using their products.
I was going to tell you about this because I thought it was like something super interesting that I found out. I thought I was the only one that found it out. I watched this video of Rian Johnson doing the interview. I remember in the video, he's just talking about this and it just blew my mind. And he's like, oh, all the future filmmakers are going to hate me for people that they're trying to hide as a villain. Like, oh my God, I couldn't believe this. So villains are not allowed to use iPhones.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, especially in context to what Rian Johnson just made, which was Knives Out as a murder mystery film. That is a huge clue. Some of the characters in his film used iPhones, and that's when he revealed they were allowed to use it, but the villain of the movie, we won't spoil it because, you know, maybe you just bought it on DVD, but the villain in that movie will not be seen with an iPhone.
Yeah, I mean, are they allowed to hold Samsungs instead of iPhones?
Yes. Well, yeah, they can use any other phone, I'm pretty sure. Apple just doesn't want the bad connotation with it, I guess.
I guess so, but like, yeah, this is like a really weird and cool fact. Like, this will help me in the future try and figure out who a secret killer is.
It really is a cool fact that you're not allowed to do that. And you know that someone's probably going to pay Apple a lot of money now. Maybe they'll pay them to use the Apple product as a fake out and they'll let the villain have the iPhone by paying Apple like way more money than they should. Just because now everyone's mindset is there's no way that would be the villain.
Mm-hmm. But, hey, I mean, now this will just deteriorate directors from using iPhones in their movies.
Yeah, I actually think this was a bad call for Apple. I was wanting to discuss this with you. Why limit the amount of sponsorships or publicity you can get for the phone? There's no such thing as bad publicity except for no publicity. I feel like even if the bad guy's using the iPhone, nobody's going to remember, oh, wow, I just saw a really evil guy with an iPhone. This product must be evil. I don't think people compare that. I own a Samsung. I've never once seen a movie with someone with a Samsung. I thought, oh, my gosh, I have a Samsung. Am I evil?
Well, I mean, whatever the case, I am now interested in watching not Murder Mystery, that movie on Netflix with Adam Sandler. What's it called again?
It's literally just called Murder Mystery.
Oh, it is. Okay. So I'm going to go watch Murder Mystery and see and watch for the iPhones, see what people don't have iPhones.
The title is as original as the film.
Yeah, I guess so. there's a murder. It's a mystery who did it.
No, I thought that was really cool information, especially if there's exactly movies to come with a surprise villain. If they have an iPhone, it's pretty much guaranteed they are going to be a hero. So that's exciting.
So yeah, look out for your iPhones. So if someone has an iPhone, they're either a normal person or they're about to die.
I understand what they're going with, and that is we want only certain people to be seen with an iPhone. I get that. But I feel like villains, at least a good majority of the time, are seen as the second smartest person in the film up against the protagonist. They're kind of like the second smartest guy in the room. They're evil, they're smart. And Apple's all about wanting to appear intelligent. I feel like that's their demographic. They should make a rule that anyone can use the product except for the comedy relief. Olaf, all those other idiots out there. I don't know why I only thought of Olaf, but you know. They shouldn't be seen with an iPhone because they're idiots.
You know Tristan's going to kill you for calling Olaf an idiot.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. If my brother comes at me telling me Olaf is the next coming of Einstein, then I think I have a pretty good argument in my case. Because Olaf's an idiot. He's a comedy relief. They're not supposed to be intelligent.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I 100% agree with you. Sorry, Tristan.
Maybe they should have a rule that the minions can't be seen with iPhones because they're idiots. So whoever the comedy relief is, maybe they should be using Samsungs. That's what Apple should be going for.
See, now we got to look out for murder mystery movies that don't have iPhones. That just means they're not rich enough.
That's right.
Yeah, they can't afford them $2,000 machines.
Well, I think if you're doing a murder mystery movie now, you can't have iPhones at all. Because the second there's an iPhone, people are able to start kind of removing options as the villain for the film. So if you're a filmmaker and you're making a murder mystery, just remove iPhones completely from the set.
Yeah, that's true. That would do it.
All right, so on to another big story here, one that was trending quite a bit, and that was Alex's favorite vegetable, the potatoes.
Potato!
Yes, the doctors have warned, and Alex, I'm sorry to say this, it is not medically advised to put frozen potatoes in the back door.
What? Wait. What do you mean? What do you mean by back door?
So there was a trend where people were putting frozen potatoes up their, you know, area.
God damn it, I hate millennials so much.
And we needed doctors to let us know that it does not help. People thought that this would have been a solution for hemorrhoids, and shoving potatoes up, you know, in the area would fix the issue instead of consulting doctors about it.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
So it is a good thing that we have had doctors come out now to let us know that is not a healthy option.
Well, yeah, I think technically sticking anything up your butt is not exactly healthy.
Fuck, I should tell my girlfriend that.
Jesus. Yeah, what? Like, what the fuck? Like, just can you just leave food alone? Like, snort the condoms up your nose all you want, but like, why? Why stick? No, you don't stick potatoes up your ass. Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I don't see what's wrong with this. I think the doctors missed the mark here. I think this seems pretty healthy to me.
You think this is healthy?
Yeah, you know, why not?
You think this is healthy? So you're saying if you had hemorrhoids, you're going to chop up a potato into thin slices, go and freeze it up, and then stick a bunch of potato sticks up your ass.
Potatoes can be used in multiple different ways. They are, like, the most magical thing out there. Slice them up and deep fry, boom, they're fries.
It's a simple question.
Cut them up, they turn to chips. Squeeze them, they turn to vodka. Shove them up your anus, they turn to medicine. Who am I to judge the wonder that is the potato?
This is a simple question. you had hemorrhoids. You cutting up that potato, freezing it, and sticking it up your ass.
I might not go that route. But who am I to question if someone came up to me and said, "Hey, by the way, Quinn, I got a potato up my ass right now." Who am I to judge?
If someone came up to me and randomly told that, I'd look at them and ask them what their problem was.
Okay, well, I know what their problem is. Hemorrhoids.
Okay, fair enough. That is true. I'd immediately suspect hemorrhoids because, you know, not very usual to have a potato up your ass.
Yeah, unless they said pleasure, then I might get a little concerned.
Yeah, okay, that is a little bit more concerning. Now, I have a feeling, did the Irish start this thing? Because I feel like the Irish started it.
What are you talking about? No way. This was definitely Florida.
What? Are you kidding me? Ireland's in love with their potatoes.
Yeah, but Florida loves their asses.
That's right. When you hear a lot of weird stories on the internet, it normally comes from Florida. So yeah. You probably have a point.
Yeah, if someone wants to shove something up, you know, it's definitely someone from Florida.
Oh my God. They probably heard the story from their cousin.
Well, that'd be Alabama, right?
Oh yeah, that's true.
We are shooting down all of our viewers.
We just become tasteless to Irish viewers, to Floridian viewers, and slightly Alabamian viewers.
Obviously, potatoes, like I said, the magical vegetable, it can do anything. Here's the question, Alex. Mm-hmm. As a doctor, what would be the most effective way to cure hemorrhoids with potatoes? What style of potatoes should we do? Diced? Sliced? Shove the whole thing raw up your area? What's the best type of potato?
I think fry shape, mainly because that's what they suggest. But yeah, I'd do fry shapes because it's, you know, just a little stick. Wouldn't be super painful. And then you just, you know, you slide it out like a piece of poop.
But also, wouldn't dice be pretty good? Because it wouldn't stretch anything. It wouldn't hurt. It would hurt the least. I just don't know if, like, how much dice would you need to put in there?
That's the thing about this. You got your one stick. That's all you need. You start throwing a bunch of dice up there, it's going to be a lot harder to get out.
Yeah, that's true. And a stick is kind of just like a big thermos.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's basically like going to the doctors. Maybe that's why they did it.
Think of it like going to the doctors and getting a whatchamacallit.
That's right. I also like how you didn't know the story going into the podcast. So when your intro was, "Here's the man that likes potatoes more than he should, Alexander Welling, how are you doing today?" And you're like, "Oh yeah, I love potatoes. Probably a little more than I should, but they are pretty good."
Oh no. Fuck's sake.
I was like, man, I was trying my best not to laugh. I was trying to be very professional.
Ruin the story a little bit early.
Yeah, it was good.
I think I had scrolled by this story a couple days ago, and I thought it was really weird, and I thought it was fake, and I just continued on with my scrolling.
Oh, this is good. So you think this might be fake news?
Oh, yeah. I mean, although I wouldn't put it out of the realm of possibility, simply because kids have been recently snorting condoms up their nose.
Right. I think this is real to the extent that I believe people have done this. I don't think that many people did. Kind of like the snorting the condoms. I believe maybe 5 people did it. Doctors got a little worried this might be the next trend, so they put a stop to it, and they released a bunch of these articles. This wasn't a trend. We didn't discuss this a week ago. But I'm pretty sure there were at least a handful of people that took the potatoes and thought, "All right, let's solve this hemorrhoid problem."
Mm-hmm.
That's a good call. The doctors probably didn't need to let everyone know that potatoes in your area isn't a good idea. I think we all knew this beforehand.
I definitely needed this.
So we talked about amusement parks. Me and you, we love a good old amusement park. I believe there's a Super Nintendo World coming out in a year or two. Very excited. But Alex, little did we know that there's already one coming out in 2020. The first amusement park opening of the decade, as far as I'm aware, and that's Model Land.
Yeah, I mean,
Model N. This is not a joke.
No, this is not a joke, and the price isn't a joke either. Alex, I have the general admission and the VIP admission for this park. Do you think you can take a guess as to the prices for these?
Okay, so can you tell me where it's opening up?
Let me take a look at this. So it is opening up on May 1st. Mm-hmm. It is launched by the supermodel and entrepreneur Tyra Banks.
Oh, I've heard the name before.
And let me see the location. That's a good question. Yes, the location, 21,000 square foot attraction in Santa Monica, California.
Okay. I was thinking New York, but I guess Santa Monica makes sense.
All right. So we got the general admission starting May 1st is its opening. What do you think the price is?
So there's general admission and VIP?
Yes.
So general admission will probably be about $200 a day.
Oh, okay. Well, then, good news, Alex. I think you might be excited about this because Model Land for general admission is $59.
Oh, you made it sound like it was ridiculous. Fuck's sakes.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, but if you're poor, you can go to Model Land.
God, I was like thinking, okay, I've been to Disneyland before. I remember what those prices were. And then inflate them by about 10 years, and that's probably the prices they're at. And Model Land, knowing it's brand new and stuck up, it's probably more than Disneyland. So that's why I said that much.
All right. But, Alex, if you want the ultimate experience and what Banks has called the fantasy dream ticket, a.k.a. VIP, obviously this is the ticket you're looking forward to, Alex. What do you think the price for this one is?
Oh, this one's probably $200.
$1,495.
What the fuck? How do you jump from $59 to $1,400?
That's my favorite part.
What in the world?
They're like, oh, you don't want to be a general $59 admission goer? Well, you could pay $1,500.
Yeah, if you're poor, we suggest you not take this option. But if you have the extra money, oh boy, are we going to make it worth your while. So what exactly makes it $1,400?
Yes, they do have that. That's pretty much this whole article. They haven't announced much from Model Land. All they've discussed is the difference between the two experiences. General admission, I don't really know what you get to do. But for the steep price, you can experience the ultimate concierge service. Personal consultations with fashion and beauty experts, VIP sitting, a gift bag created by Banks herself, and more.
I just wow. Model Land. Oh my goodness gracious. I cannot believe that. Like, who would pay that much to visit Model Land? It's Model Land.
But if you want a gift bag, Alex, you need to pay it.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to pay $1,500 for a gift bag. Come on.
And we all know the gift bag is going to have like a $2 sticker and a little bit of makeup in it. Nothing $1,500 worth.
You know, not even that James Charles palette. Probably some poor fuck like a dollar store makeup.
Right. And do you think one of the consultations they would have is a doctor sitting there telling you to not shove frozen potatoes up your area?
Mm-hmm.
I like to think so. And Alex,
mm-hmm.
If you were the 70-year-old virgin going into Bachelor Senior, should you cough up $1,500 beforehand to go to Model Land and get some consultation on how to be beautiful and super attractive before going into this show?
Right.
I think that might be the way to go. You might have to cough up quite a bit, but at the end of the day, you might just win Bachelor Senior.
All right.
Alex is like, all right, you're convincing me. You know, that's it for Model Land. Nothing much, just, you know, the update on pricing. We haven't really talked about our boys, Prince Harry and Meghan, recently after their big debacle of them leaving Britain. Mm-hmm. What was the soap opera show called again, Alex?
Oh, geez. Oh, fuck. What was it called?
The Old and the Dutiful. That was one of them, right?
Yeah. Something like that.
All right. Yeah, we'll stick with that one for now. There was a better one.
Yeah, that's the one I came up with.
Okay. Well, That's the one he came up with then. It's the best one. Perfect. We'll stick with that. Yeah, so after, you know, the last episode of Old and the Dutiful, Prince Harry and Meghan are having some issues in Canada. Harry has actually dropped the title Prince a few days ago. Mm-hmm. You know, so very exciting. But more importantly, Canada is no longer going to be paying for their security.
Oh, well, I guess that's not shocking.
Yes, yeah, so the government has had the RCMP protect them since November, but it is going to stop by the end of March. So they got a few weeks left, and then, you know, they're out on their own. Now, Alex, obviously they still need security. You know, they got a baby to protect. They got their name to uphold. Should they hire us as their own personal protection?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd be down to get all the training and do that. Imagine how much money we'd make. Holy crap.
Yeah. You could be the physical protection.
Yep.
You know, because you're in that work of field. I'm the guy that always sits behind in the desk. So I like to think I'd be their viral protection. Anytime they send a bad tweet, I'll reply back, well, at least they're not poor. Hashtag burn. And I think me and you, I think we could be a good team.
Oh, yeah. You know, not even try and get the tweet down. Just be like, fuck you. You're poor.
Yeah. I'll constantly tweet off of Harry's account. So it just looks like he's like throwing shade at everyone.
Oh, my God.
People will start asking Harry, as in Harry, a.k.a. me, to start picking Twitter fights with Wendy.
You know what? You're doing the right thing.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. You're being really selfless, and I feel like you've got nowhere to go but up. You are going to be great in this field.
Exactly. So you work on the physical end, I'll work on the viral end. You know, we'll mm-hmm. take down all these bad guys one by one. They don't need the RCMP. They need to see you and me. There you go, Dr. Seuss. You know, that's all that's going on with them. Nothing too crazy, just no longer have protection, but it's all good. They got Pop Topic on their side. All right, let's move on over. Alex, anything new going on with sports?
Yes. First off, we have two really good, like, heartfelt kind of stories to kind of go over here because they're really fun and heartfelt. So the first one, it goes shout out to Ottawa Senators hockey player Bobby Ryan. He actually came back and scored a hat trick in last night's game, which means he scores 3 goals in a game. Basically, it's super hard to do. He did it for the fifth time in his career, and he had to hold back tears when the fans of the Senators were basically chanting his name in the arena.
Not as impressive as what I first thought this story was going to be, because when he said hat trick, I thought maybe, just possibly, he pulled out a magician's hat and pulled a bunny out from it. And the opponent's side was so amazed by that performance and that trick. They were like, whoa, how did that bunny come out of that hat?
I knew exactly where you were going with that. As soon as you said hat trick, I knew exactly what was going to happen with that.
And so his distraction let his teammates get a bunch of goals. I thought that's where this was going, and I was going to say that would have been awesome. But, you know, good for Bobby, I guess, for getting goals in a game.
And, you know, the more important thing, overcoming his addiction.
Yeah, but like if his addiction was magic, then that would have been really cool.
Oh my God. So in any case, we'll move on to, I think, the second and kind of like the bigger story of the week.
Did David perform the magic trick?
David did not perform that. But Quinton, I would not be surprised if you had heard anything about this story. So have you heard the name David Ayers at all this week?
I have not, but maybe it'll ring a bell when I hear what he does.
Okay, so basically the NHL has a rule in which you need to have an emergency backup goaltender in case both the starting goaltender and the backup goaltender on a team gets injured. So this was David Ayers' story. Earlier in the week,
The Carolina Hurricanes were in Toronto playing the Toronto Maple Leafs, and Carolina had both goalies injured by the middle of the second period. Now, in hockey, there's three periods, which means there was about 30 minutes of hockey left to play, and they did not have a full-time professional goalie playing for them. So David Ayers gets thrown into the action. 42-year-old David Ayers, whose last professional hockey record was some junior beer league team in 2015, throws on his pads and everything else, gets thrown into the professional spotlight, and immediately lets in two goals on his first shot, on his first two shots. How the story goes for the remainder of the night, he stops every single shot the Maple Leafs throw at him, and the Carolina Hurricanes win the game 6-3. David Ayers, at 42 years old, becomes the first person to win their first game in their first appearance. So, you'd think that'd be the end of it. No, that's not all. This was probably the biggest story in hockey this week, biggest story in sports this week, I think. The funniest part about this came from Toronto Maple Leafs fans, who can't get over the fact that they lost to a 42-year-old Zamboni driver who works for them. He works as a Zamboni driver for Toronto. Since that game, he has appeared on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. He has appeared on the late night show with James Corden. He has premiered on NBC's Today Show. He had in North Carolina, he now has a day named after him, David Ayers Day. Carolina started selling T-shirts with his name and number on the back of it.
Yeah, I've never heard of the story this week. I guess it didn't reach me as it reached most of the sport fans. But I think Bachelor Senior should get on this. They should tweak the rules a little bit. I know it says 65, but they gotta get this guy on there. That'll bring in the viewers. He's a senior. Let's bring in the old guy. Let's get David Ayers on Bachelor Senior. Wait, hold on. Is he married?
He is married.
Okay, well, they should murder his wife, then get him on the show.
Jesus Christ.
He's exactly what this show needs.
But he's 42 years old. He can't be in Bachelor Senior.
I know. They'll have to tweak the rules just for him. But
just for him?
Yeah. Yeah, everyone else will be 65. He'll be 42.
He'll be 42 and still cougar hunting.
Yeah. He'll be the young buck of the season.
He'll be the young buck of the season. Jesus Christ.
But no, I think this is pretty cool. Good for him for just picking up the stick and being able to play. Yeah, I guess this is the week of celebrating the seniors out there.
Yeah, I mean...
And for criticizing the youth with the frozen potatoes.
Yeah.
It's not a good week to be Gen Z right now.
Yeah. The other interesting thing about this story is what he actually got paid for the game. Can you take a guess on what he got paid for playing the rest of the game?
I am going to guess. Mm-hmm. He got paid 5 cartons of prune juice and 1 free ticket to Bachelor Senior.
I think that's what you would want him to win, but no, that's not what he won, so sad face.
Did he win $1,495 to be able to afford the VIP treatment for Model Land?
No, he did not, but he did win some money.
Okay.
So the lowest minimum salary that a professional hockey player can make is, I believe, $875,000 per year. David Ayers made $500 and was able to keep his game-worn jersey. For playing this game. I think he won a lot more than just that that night. So kudos to him.
Yeah, but 500 wouldn't be able to afford the VIP treatment, but could definitely bring him and his Bachelor Senior. The two of them can go to Model Land together.
Mm-hmm.
So not bad, not bad. All right, I guess that is it for stories this week. Been a relatively short podcast. Probably not, nothing too crazy this week, but you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Alex, I had a great time. We got to talk about iPhones and potatoes and old people. It's my three favorite topics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we didn't mention Clayface once until now, so, you know, maybe that's why it was so short.
Gosh darn it.
So close. I almost did it.
So you want to start a rant about Clayface?
Yeah.
You just brought it up now?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Is Bieber into acting? Should we have him play Clayface?
I don't think Bieber's into acting. I haven't seen him in anything.
He was in, like, NCIS for an episode, right?
Oh, wait, no. He was in CSI for an episode.
Wait, hold on. NCIS and CSI are two different shows?
Yes, they're two different shows. They are two different crime shows.
I thought it was like Bachelor and Bachelorette or Bachelor Senior. It was like a spinoff.
No. CSI has like CSI Miami, CSI New York, those kind of spinoffs.
Yeah, and then NCIS?
NCIS has NCIS, and there's also NCIS Los Angeles.
I thought these were all the same spinoffs. Wow, this is crazy. Okay.
You're learning something very new about this.
Well, how do they market so well then? I'm confused now. How could NCIS or CSI differentiate? Like, who? I don't know. They're so similar.
Mm-hmm. So apparently, according to Justin Bieber's filmography, he's been in his own movie. He's been in Machete Kills. He's been in Zoolander 2.
Oh, Zoolander 2. Wow. Yeah. He's been in
Popstar, Never Stop, Never Stopping.
But yeah, that's the movie about himself, isn't it?
Yeah. No, that's the movie what's it called? No, the movie about himself is the Never Say Never movie.
Oh, sorry. We said Never Stop. I thought that was the same thing.
Yeah. The Popstar movie is actually a movie about the Lonely Island, Andy Samberg's comedy group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was in CSI, Silent Library. I remember watching that. He's been in SNL a few times. Yeah, nothing crazy.
Hey, he's perfect for Clayface. Well, let's give it to him.
Yeah, he's had a lot of cameos, basically. Nothing really super original.
Oh, cameo? Oh, is Justin Bieber on cameo?
Well, like, yeah, it's a Justin Bieber cameo, so he plays himself.
Yeah, but have you heard of the site Cameo?
No.
Oh, there's an app called Cameo where you can pay celebrities to send you like 20-second video of them saying hi to you.
Wait, really?
Yeah, so you could pay, I don't know, let's say Justin Bieber $65 or $100, however much he would charge, and then he'll send like a 30-second video. Oh my gosh, Welling, I heard you like potatoes up in your area. It's all cool, bro. It's all cool. I like stuff up in my area as well. So to each their own, man. Hope you have a great day. And you know, never say never. That's what I always say. And then that's it.
Oh my god, this is a real thing.
Yeah.
I looked it up just now and like, oh my god.
Yeah. I would never lie to you, man.
I cannot believe this is a real thing. This just makes me think that these people are doing it desperately. Oh my god, Jeremy Collins from Survivor is on this.
Oh yeah, there's tons of, especially reality show contestants, you know, honestly, going off the hype, I wouldn't be surprised if David Ayers is on there soon.
Oh, David Ayers.
Oh, Ayers. Ayers.
I haven't really seen anybody huge.
Yeah, it's pretty much reality stars, old sport players, stuff like that.
Hey, you could do Pauly Shore.
It is a thing.
Wow. Okay. This is a thing. I am still amazed this is a thing. Holy yeah. Shit.
Yeah, we should each buy each other a cameo and play it on the podcast. I'm kidding. I am not paying $65 for some random person to just say, hey, what's up? Well, that is it for Pop Topic. You can follow us at poptopic_pod on Instagram. And until next week, if you see me at the grocery store with a bag of potatoes, please do not judge. I'm Quentin.
And I'm Alex. And if you see me holding an iPhone in a movie shoot, you can probably assume that I'm not the bad guy.
You're never the bad guy, Alex. You don't need to worry about that.
Oh, thank you.
See you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.